Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Fall is making its way in the door, and Toast and Jam is making its way into another podcast. Want to welcome all of our listeners from the 1047 studios in the Valley City Times Record building in downtown beautiful Valley City. And what a beautiful day it is. I'm Tim Oast, or Toast, and here he is, my good partner Paul McDonald. We know him as Jam.
I thought maybe you were going to say, since fall's making its way in the door, we're making our way out.
Well, I'm not going outside. It's cold out there.
It's cold out there. Wasn't that Groundhog's Day? That was from the movie Groundhog's Day, when the radio kept coming on.
Right.
Sonny and Cher was playing. It's cold outside.
You know, fall is jam time.
It is.
Your favorite jam again? Mm-hmm. What is your favorite jam?
Oh, I would have to say grape.
Grape? Okay. Yep. I like that choke cherry.
My brother makes a great choke cherry one.
I like choke cherry. Mm-hmm. Or strawberry.
Yeah, that's what I usually get for Christmas. He usually cans a bunch of jams, and that's what he gives all of us for Christmas, so I can't wait.
Okay. Well, Toast and Jam is brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent, and thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley, like always.
Yes. He's a little down last week.
I would imagine.
You know, they talk about passings happening in three, you know, celebrities. Louis Tiant.
I did not hear that one.
Passed away last week. Former Twin.
And Red
Sox. Of course,
Sox.
Major with the Red Sox. That's where he spent the bulk of his career. And then, of course, spent some time with the Yankees.
Wow.
But Louis Tiant passed away last week.
I liked his delivery.
He had that great. And everybody emulated that when they played wiffle ball in the backyard.
Yes.
Everybody wanted to do that.
Oh, I liked it. Kind of a herky-jerky type thing.
Yeah, turn the back so his back was to the batter. And
looked like Chubby Checker doing the twist.
He definitely enjoyed his meals and a few other things, yes.
I'm looking over October here. Today, Global Hand Washing Day.
I've washed my hands 5 times already today.
This is one of my favorites here. I love Lucy Day.
Lucy. Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
Yes. National Cheese Curd Day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Too bad I can't have those anymore.
Now, here's another one. National Lemon Bar Day. We're going to put on the pounds today.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding.
National Mushroom Day.
Mm-hmm.
National Pharmacy Technician Day.
Okay.
World Students Day.
Okay. Big high ho to the students.
Get studying. Some of the days today, October 15th. October is also Fire Prevention Month. We were going to have a guest in here, Fire Chief Scott Magnuson. He's a little under the weather today. Mm-hmm. I wonder if this had anything to do with it.
I doubt it.
Okay, I don't think so either.
He gets stage fright. I'm sick today.
We'll try to get him a little bit later.
Yeah.
Okay. We have another winner in the Pick 6 football contest, another weekly winner, and another big winner. Our weekly winner is?
We had three that
qualified.
All won 6-0, but our weekly winner, getting a $50 gift certificate to the Labor Club, was Corey Borg.
Way to go, Corey.
Yeah. Corey's in heaven right now because he's a Dodger fan.
Oh. Okay.
He and I might have a little side bet if those two teams, Yankees and Dodgers, make it to the World Series.
We'll talk about that, too, a little bit later.
Yes, we will.
Yankees, Dodgers. Corey was perfect again with his picks. We also drew a winner from all the weekly qualifiers for those two tickets on the Minnesota Viking Fun Bus to the game this weekend. Paul, our winner was
Dwayne Otterness. He is a dairy farmer.
Only one in Barnes County.
The last one in Barnes County. He's a dairy farmer, even though it's got a Tower City address, but his farm's is in Barnes County.
Within the lines.
He's right on the line. Yeah. We call him a Barnes County. But, yeah, Dwayne was the recipient of the tickets to some game that's going on this weekend.
Probably the biggest game for the Vikes so far.
It might be the biggest game in the NFL this year.
It could be. We'll see if the Vikes are really, really, really for real.
Yep.
I mean, the way the Lions looked last weekend against the Cowgirls.
Yikes.
Yeah. I don't even know if we can compete with that.
But. I don't know, but I enjoyed watching Jerry Jones squirm up in his owner's booth there.
You know, it's kind of funny. They go to him for the post-game interview. Really? They had him on.
Oh.
I saw the interview. I'm going, really? You sound like, why don't you just coach?
Well, because he was turning 82.
He had a birthday.
He had a birthday.
Yeah. Okay.
Happy birthday, Jerry. You got beat by 38 points.
Oh, goodness. Wow. But Dwayne could not use the tickets. He's a busy guy right now.
Yep.
So he has a sister.
His sister, Lori.
Okay.
And her husband are going to go in his stead.
Okay. So congrats to Dwayne. Mm-hmm. And thanks for participating.
Yeah.
You know, Pick Six contest is not over, though. We have two more weeks. You still have a chance to win the $50 gift cards. So keep those picks coming in. Paul, this week's games.
Well, this week, kind of had to do get creative because Valley City State University is off this week. So we had Valley City High School there at Dickinson. Big one here. Now, this is Thursday night, so those picks got to be in by 5 o'clock on Thursday because it's NEA week this week. Mm-hmm. So there's no school Thursday, Friday. So the game is Thursday night in Dickinson, and that's 7 o'clock our time, 6 o'clock out west. And so you got to get those picks in.
This game kind of sets up the last one as well.
This is a big one.
Yeah, they got to beat Dickinson, then they have Minot North. They win out, they're going to be at home.
For both games, the quarter and the semifinals, they will be at Hannah Field if they can win out.
Boy, that'd be nice.
So they're setting themselves up pretty nice. Also coming up this week, South Dakota State, the top team in the country, taking on the Bison, the number two team in the country at the Fargo Dome.
Man, how are you going to go with that one? That is hard. I mean, I know you'd like to give the home field advantage to the Bison. Bison have been playing good, but I don't know, South Dakota State, they're a different level. Or are they this year? I don't know.
I'm giving it to the Bison. I'm going to go with the green and gold, unfortunately. Okay. Okay. And I know you're SDSU guy because of your time in Brookings.
Yeah, my time in Brookings. I'm an old Rabbit fan. I'm going to go with SDSU.
Okay. All right.
We got to go against each other once in a while, right?
We have to. Yeah. That's how I won last week.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Hey, you're welcome. UND, Northern Iowa.
At home. You know, I always want to say Sue. The Fighting Hawks are always tough at home.
Yeah.
At Alaris, they've got an incredible record at home.
Coming off the Bison loss.
Yeah.
So let's see how they rebound.
Well, a little revenge game, too. Remember last year they beat the Bison at home and then went down to Northern Iowa and just got thrashed.
Yep. They went to the Uni Dome and did not come back happy.
So maybe a little revenge there. We'll see how Bubba gets his kids up this time.
We'll see what kind of a coach you are there, Bubba.
Yeah.
But I'm taking UND.
Yeah. UND.
Vikings Detroit at U.S. Bank Stadium. I'm sorry, I have to take Detroit on this one.
Are you really?
Oh, I'm a Viking, true and purple, as the case may be.
Yeah.
But boy, Detroit, the way they looked against Dallas, Goff is playing at another level right now.
I am going to go with the Vikings.
Okay.
The reason I say that is because Dallas doesn't have a defense.
True. And who's their D coordinator? Mike Zimmer, the former Viking coach.
But they're missing so many people on the defensive line and defensive backfield. I'm going to go with the Vikes. Vikes are healthy, got a good defense. We'll see.
So they rested up.
Yeah. Now, the key there is Aaron Jones. That is the key. Is he going to be playing?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's hope. I don't know. We'll find out inactives Sunday morning.
We need him playing if we have any chance. So I'm gonna say he's going to play. We're going to win. Vikes are going to surprise the NFL.
Get off to a 6-0 start.
Oof.
Been a long time, I think, since they weren't even off to a 6-0 start in Kevin O'Connell's first year. Green Bay's at Houston. Packers look pretty good here last week. 34-13 winners over Arizona.
I'm going to go Green Bay.
I'll go Green Bay at home.
Yeah, they're playing a different level again now.
They are, and they're always good at home. And then, of course, the biggie, as far as the NFL is concerned, a rematch of last year's Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City is at San Francisco.
Kansas City.
I'm taking KC as well.
Yeah. I don't know who's going to beat them. I really don't.
Themselves.
True. They still have one of the best quarterbacks we've seen in some time. He comes up with crazy plays. Throwing behind your back, between your legs. What's next?
I don't know.
Okay, so pick six. Get him in by Thursday because of the Highlander game on Thursday night.
Yep, we already got some coming in because it's in today's paper and it was in Monday's e-edition.
I know you're not going to get a chance at the Viking tickets anymore, but you still have a $50 gift card waiting if you get them all right or the best ones, the best record. Well, let's talk North Dakota Army National Guard. How about we do that? And then we'll recap some of the local sports.
That'll work for me. That'll work. Well, of course, the Army National Guard, many service options available. You can be an enlisted soldier, a commissioned officer, of course, state tuition assistance for public and private institutions. Four colleges, this is some of the assistance of four colleges that maybe have an ROTC program. And, you get yourself a career, you get yourself education, and you are set. It's all paid for.
Set for life, really.
Yeah. It's all paid for.
And you can make a career out of the Guard. A lot of people have done that. Paul, you
lost my cap.
Not for the head, it's for the pen.
Yes, I lost the cap.
All right.
But yeah,
North Dakota Army National Guard.
And of course, there was a question here. Someone asked this Sergeant Taylor Krug, why did you join the Guard? And he said, join the National Guard for the benefits while they go to college and to excel at becoming a better leader.
You come out a different person.
Yep.
You really do. And
so there's the Army National Guard. You can give them a call, 1-800-GO-GUARD or 701-253-1030 or ndarmyguard.com.
Well, some of our area high school football teams are getting ready for the playoffs as well. And then we'll get into some local playoffs.
Playoffs, you're talking. Oh, I'm sorry.
Then we'll get into the local things. But, Lemoore has been off to a great season. I mean, they're unbeaten. Have they had a close game yet? Has anybody tested them?
What, define close game. Under 20 points? No.
A lot of 60-some to 14 or whatever. Yeah. But, no, they're having a great year. Now, they have a bye week, right?
They have the bye week. The first round of the playoffs coming up this weekend in Class B nine man, and they are the top seed. They're number one ranked team in the state. They will play Maple River and Hankinson. Those two play in Hope on
this
Friday
weekend.
Night.
Okay.
Friday night, the winner will take on Lemoore in the next round of the playoffs. And Maple River has been playing pretty well, coming off a 36-21 over Enderlin here on Friday night to clinch that playoff spot. And they just lost to Hankinson 2 weeks ago in Hankinson. But this T. Silling, I tell you what, this kid's going to Sioux Falls to play football.
Really?
He's going to be a Cougar, a Division II school. And I tell you, he's had, out of their seven games, I want to say four games of over 200 yards rushing. He had 280 against Enderlin with four touchdowns. He's had an eight-touchdown game, 389 yards rushing in that game. I think he had over 400 yards last week, 2 weeks ago. It's an amazing young man. Going to be very good on key for Coach Coca and the basketball team as well. So watch out for Maple River. They're playing pretty good right now.
And what is it about these smaller schools and players going to bigger colleges and end up where in the NFL?
Well, I tell you, and the bigger schools, they like these nine-man guys. And they didn't used to, but because they play both ways, they're disciplined, they're probably really, really athletic. And that's the big thing.
Well, there's two tight ends playing in the NFL that played at South Dakota State, and they came from very small schools, and that's Goddard and also Kraft.
Yeah.
And they're scoring touchdowns in the NFL.
Doing pretty well.
Not too bad.
They're okay.
So good luck to him.
Yeah. So that's coming up this weekend.
Grandma and Grandpa got to be pretty happy about that.
I think they're enjoying themselves, yeah. I think Sherm's having some fun here.
No doubt about it. The Highlanders, of course, so we talked about that briefly, but again, let's touch on the Highlanders, the football team. They're ranked again. They moved up one.
Moved up a notch to number four, and that aforementioned Minot North is right behind them at number five. And so Valley City is ranked at number four right now.
Hopefully setting up that last game, like we talked about. Minot North is the final game. Got to beat Dickinson, though, and that's out there.
Yep, that's out there. And then they will be at Minot North at Sentinel Stadium next Friday.
Brand new spanking school.
Yep, brand new. And they're actually, you know, you think about it, obviously, you know, they had a lot of people to choose from, a lot of kids to choose from between Bishop Bryan and Minot High. More probably Minot High.
And Redeemers, too, there, you know, also.
Yeah, and Redeemers. I forgot it. There's four high schools. That's right. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. Four high schools in Minot. And so they're off to a really good, they're playing well. They're 5-2 right now. And, I think, five and two or four and three? For Minot High.
Oh, for Minot North. Yeah,
Highliners are 4-3.
4-3, but who would have thought that maybe 3 weeks ago?
Nobody. I, you know, talking to a couple of the coaches, they're like, you know, things just, we were just, that after that Devil's Lake loss, they're 0-2, and just things not going well. And then slowly but surely, this is going to sound like I'm being facetious, that the light bulb came on in Wahpeton. But
it went out, really.
It went out, really. But it came on as far as the Highliners are concerned.
Yeah.
Winning that, losing that one by four, again, they should have won. But now four wins in a row, they're playing well. Defense is really stepping up when they need to. They're creating turnovers. And Bryson Heck, he actually didn't have to run very much here last week. They were able to protect him pretty well, and he was didn't have to run as much. It was 9 of 11 passing for 193 yards, a couple of touchdowns. So things are going well for the Highliners right now. 4-3 and at Dickinson on Thursday.
Taking on the Midgets. Good luck there.
Big one. They got to get it. Okay. Get that win, and they clinch one home playoff game. They win the next two, they'll get two.
The other big news is cross country.
Cross country, they have they are last week, they were at the EDC meet up at Kings Park in Grand Forks, and won Greta Govan. Gets voted Senior Athlete of the Year for cross country on the girls' side in the East Region. 2 years in a row now, the Highliners have had the Senior Athlete of the Year for the girls. Of course, Reagan Berg last year. And so Greta, congratulations to Greta. She had her season best time on Saturday, 20 minutes, 54 seconds and plus. Sub 21, that was her goal. She wanted to get a sub 21 this year. That was kind of that, and she got it. Now they go to Moorhead for, it's called the AC/DC Classic and has nothing to do with the band.
No live show?
No. But it's just a big fun meet they have over at Johnson Park over in Moorhead that they'll have here on tomorrow. We're talking Tuesday. This will be Wednesday. And then state cross country coming up in Jamestown. The week of the 26th, the weekend of the 26th.
Maybe they crank up the tunes while they're running or something.
It's they always say it's the AC/DC Classic. It has nothing to do with the band.
Let's see, volleyball.
Volleyball, they are middle of the pack. They're coming off a 3-3 record at the Fargo Invite this past weekend. 14-10 right now, most wins in about 3 years for this volleyball team. They are on the road tonight, here Tuesday, against Davies. And then off, of course, with NEA. They're off until next week. They'll be on the road next Tuesday and then home for three straight as they get ready for the postseason as we get closer to the first week of November.
Okay.
Still on that fringe where they could host a playoff, a play-in game. Be tough to get up into the top four to elude that, but they could still host that play-in round.
That'd be nice. It's nice to have that home, home court advantage.
Yes.
BCSU.
BCSU football finally got off the schneid.
Best performance of the season by far.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 38-7 over the Pumpkin Jamestown.
I got stories about the Pumpkin Heads.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
I don't think you better.
Paint bucket game. And now this year it's a little interesting because they play twice because they're in the same conference. So I found out on Saturday there are two paint bucket games. This one, and then when they play in Jamestown later on, that will be the last paint bucket game. Because Jamestown's going D2, and, you know, we're staying in the NEIA, and so that rivalry may just
disappear,
just fizzle out.
Yeah, one of the longest in North Dakota.
77 paint bucket games.
Yeah, but and it goes back further than that. Yeah.
Some odd years of football.
So we got part one. We'll hopefully get part two on this thing, too.
Right, exactly. And or part cheesy, but no.
Because we really would hate to have them have the bucket.
For the last one, that would just be, that would not be good.
That's kind of like UND and NDSU, you know. NDSU
the wooden
never.
Nickel, wasn't that what it was?
Yeah, the wooden nickel stayed. up in Grand Forks
right.
because UND won the last match between them.
And they're not doing it anymore, even though they're playing again. It's no longer a thing because they always had problems, people stealing it.
Yeah.
And so there was always issues with that. So, and then isn't it the Dakota Marker? Is the SDSU NDSU game?
They tried to develop that. You know, they're still, SDSU and USD are still big rivals.
Right.
So whatever. They tried to create something there. I don't know if it's maybe because of the level that they're at is the reason there is such a rivalry there.
Yeah.
And they were both in that Division I the same time period where UND waited. That was a mistake.
Yep.
But anyway.
Volleyball.
Yeah.
BCSU volleyball. They need to get themselves back on track a little bit. Struggled out in Montana, losing all three matches in that NSAA crossover with the Frontier. And they will be back in action week after next at home. I mean, they still have some road matches left to go. Basketball, October 26th and 27th. Men and women, doubleheader at the bubble starting the season. So already basketball, cross country. They are hosting the conference championships at the Town and Country Club November 5th. And that's next action for Coach Robinson and the Viking Harriers.
Okay. Minnesota Vikings, Detroit this weekend. Guess who had a birthday yesterday? And we'll try to greet him with a messed up cake or something. But Jared Goff celebrated his 30th birthday yesterday. So let's make it an unhappy birthday.
Let's make him unhappy about turning 30.
Yeah. See if he's got the legs anymore to be chasing around. Minnesota Lynx in the finals, tied 1-1.
Yep.
And they go home.
Now they go back home.
What do you think there?
It's, you know, the Lynx there for a while when they had Maya Moore Simone Augustus. They were won like three WNB championships in a row.
Yeah.
So it was good to see them back in the finals, taking on the New York Liberty. And they split the first two at Madison Square Garden. Now they're back home at Target Center.
See how that goes. Postseason baseball, one of my favorites. Here we go.
Love it.
Boy, Detroit sure made a run for it.
They did. They made it interesting. Yep, they sure did. But the Guardians said, no, we got this.
Guardians still have, they still rule.
Yep.
The Yankees showing some of their power last night. They did win. Pitching was phenomenal.
Well, their pitching is, they always know what you can hit. I mean, with the Yankee lineup, you know you're going to be able to hit the ball.
Rodon had a great game. Yeah,
Rodon was outstanding. The Yankees off to a 1-0 start. Dodgers up 1-0 on the Mets with a 9-0 shutout.
1-1.
1-1, yeah. Yeah, game 2 yesterday afternoon. Yeah. So they've split those first two games as they head to City Financial.
I would say the Mets kind of the underdog there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, boy, they show up, though.
But I got a sneaking suspicion. You got two managers, despite being this close with the World Series, on a hot seat. Dave Roberts with the Dodgers and Aaron Boone with the Yankees.
I agree.
I think anything short of a World Series championship, those guys might be looking for jobs. I don't know.
And we have an interesting question coming up later. Yankees-Dodgers question.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
For our trivia question today, so stay tuned.
Cool.
Today in sports history.
Yes.
1964, American Al Orter wins his third of four consecutive Olympic men's discus titles at the Tokyo Olympics, because 4 years later he won that fourth, and that was in the Mexico City Games. Also in 1964, American sprinter Bob Hayes.
Bullet Bob Hayes.
Equals world record of 10 flat. To win the men's 100-meter gold medal, Tokyo Olympics.
Man became a wide receiver.
He did. One of the fastest men on earth at that time. 1989, on this day, Wayne Gretzky passes Gordie Howe as NHL's all-time top scorer.
And you and I were chatting about this yesterday, real quick, about a sportscaster camp I went to back 100 years ago. And instructors there was the LA Kings announcer. And one of the things he talked about was that particular thing. How am I going to call this? Because my play-by-play is going to go down in history with him setting this record. And he said something he thought about. How am I going to call this? I got to make this memorable.
Right.
And so he said it was something that kept him up at nights.
Oh, you want to say the right thing.
Bob, yeah, Bob King. King isn't right, but okay. Bob was his first name, was the announcer for them. But anyway, I digress.
Those are some of the highlights on this day in history. Sports birthdays today. John L. Sullivan. Know that name?
Boxer.
American boxer. Born on this day, 1858. Died 1918. First heavyweight glove champion. Mm-hmm. Also, last heavyweight bare knuckle champion.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, take a shot to the head a few times. It'd probably put you out. Jim Palmer has a birthday today. He's 78. Right. Hall of Fame pitcher, Baltimore Orioles. AL Cy Young Award, 73, 75, and 76. Three-time Cy Young Award winner. Mm. Man. Roscoe Tanner, 72 today. American tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I have. And again, we mentioned Jared Goff has a birthday. He had a birthday yesterday. He's 30, so we're going to make him work for it on Sunday when they take on the Lions and the Vikes. Are you ready for some trivia?
Yes.
Sports trivia is next, brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. Got all those...
Getting those eggs?
Eggs.
Getting those Goff eggs. Goff's getting all his eggs in one basket.
Or all your ducks in a row.
Getting your ducks in a row. Well, if you want those eggs insured, well, you got to get the folks over at Nodak Insurance Company a call. That is Chris Quilvang at 845-2912. Your home, your vehicle, business, collectibles, whatever the case may be. He is the agent with answers at Nodak Insurance Company.
Well, we'll start out with last week's question.
Okay.
We did the Halloween thing again. Where did the Ghostbusters find their first ghost in the 1984 film? Where did they find him?
Library?
Yeah. New York Public Library.
Yes.
Yeah. The professors find the ghost in the New York Public Library. Ghostbusters, 1984. Now, a trivia question for today. Here it is. We talked about this earlier.
Where am I at?
Here, oh, yeah,
there
here
it
we
is,
go.
There
okay.
It is. There you want it.
Yeah, I can't read my own writing. And it's a typewriter. Well, it's the computer. This week's question, how many times have the Yankees and Dodgers faced each other in the World Series?
Teacher, I know.
You had it right. So think about that this week. You can Google it. I'm sure you'll find it. But how many times have the Yankees and Dodgers faced each other in the World Series?
Mm-hmm.
Those used to be the classics.
They were.
Always. And, you know, each team had their decades of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times have they faced in the World Series? We could see it again.
Yep. I'm hoping.
Sports trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. Some words of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Really?
You believe that?
No.
I've seen you work. You're a working fool.
Well, you got half that right.
Oh, man. The harder you work, the luckier you get. And it just doesn't work for my golf game either.
No.
I was out yesterday, by the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. 50 degrees, beautiful day.
It was a nice day.
I was not the only fool out on the golf course. There were a few other people as well. Okay, I think we'll wrap it up on that note. By the way, don't forget about another game that we're playing.
Oh, yes.
During the month of October is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but it's also Rocktober and the Thundering Saints. Rocky Gable and Company were kind enough to do a little rock song thing, Rocktober. And all you have to do is look at the paper. It's in there every day. And vote for your best rock songs, five best. And you get a chance to win a nice prize. We'll have three of those prizes, and they're nice. You'll really like them.
All right.
So
top five.
Yeah, vote for your five songs. Drop it off or mail the list to Times Record, 146 3rd Street, Northeast Valley City. Rocktober.
And if you drop it off, and of course, if we're closed, we got a little drop box out there. You can plop it in there.
Yeah. So we'll leave you on that note. How does that sound?
No pun intended, right? Note, music.
Note, yeah.
Nicely
that's,
done.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Toast and Jam brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent, and North Dakota Army National Guard. And do want to thank our executive producer, Eric Kringley. Do you have anything else that you would like to add?
It's just ready. It's just this time of year. Love this time of year.
Feeling fall.
It's feeling fall. Friday night lights. It's playoff time right around the corner. And it should be next 3 weeks, which will be very interesting here.
Got to get the beanie and the gloves out and
yep.
long underwear.
Oh, I'm not putting long underwear on yet. Not yet. I okay. wait until December 1st before I even worry about that.
All right. I think I got a few more golf days. Just a few more.
Just a few more.
Yeah. From the 1047 Studios, Toast and Jam signing off for another week. You have a great week.